So we are now joined by the head coach of the Cruxton Pirates, Coach Josh Hardy. And, boy, you had to play all 51 minutes to get that win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we necessarily played all 51 minutes, but we found a way to get her done tonight.
Got down early, 1-0. Quick goal. It was a quick penalty taken. They get on the power play, and they cash in.
Yeah, that was obviously a tough way to start. We get ourselves behind the eight ball there. Sort of the way the whole night went. It felt like we were too worried about everything else that was going on in the game and not necessarily about playing our style of hockey. And we were able to, you know, fight back, obviously. I thought we played a really good second period after that first penalty in the goal. And, but then we kind of reverted back to that in the third period and let them in a hockey game.
Well, getting you back in the hockey game was the captain, Cara Trudeau. About 3 weeks ago, didn't have a goal on the season. Got one a couple weeks ago, and then gets two tonight.
Two really nice ones. And the first one, you know, is Ryan Street, sick, making a great effort play. Comes all the way down, chases that puck down, and turns and burns it back to him. And Trudy kind of wobbled on him, and then he was able to rip it five hole. So that was big, got us back in the game. And then, you know, a few minutes later, we get on a line change. Eddie carries the puck all the way down the ice, creates time and space so that the rest of the line can change. And then maybe 10, 15 seconds after that, Trudeau gets the puck and doesn't miss from the top of the circle there. So two good team effort goals there by him to kind of get us back in the game.
And then Lucas Miller able to add another one there. And that's a huge goal there. Put you guys up 3-1 towards the end of the second.
Yeah, and Lucas, you know, we had talked a little bit about these boards and how they're going to be bouncy off the back wall. He was able to jump in and grab a puck off the back wall and jam it home. So big time for our third line to score. We need that to be competitive in games, and they stepped up to the plate.
And then you get an early goal there in the third period. Garrett Fisher, he's able to send one home. Nearly got a second one right after that.
I mean, really, really nice play. Great play by Jay Reese. Well, it starts with a chip, soft chip out. Jay comes all the way down. Looks like he's going to maybe shoot it, passes it out to front to Garrett. And Garrett, no doubters it into the back. Was excited to get up 4-1. But that's maybe when we took our foot off the gas.
Because the goal right after that, about a minute and a half later, Greenway Colorado responds, and then the Raiders, they respond again with another goal, make it 4-3. You guys were able to hang on, and comes in part of your netminder, Parker Kelly, stepping up to the task.
Very similar goals there on kind of line rushes that we didn't handle very well. So obviously something that we can look at. I thought just in general in the third period there, we got up 4-1, and then all of a sudden felt like it was going to maybe take care of itself. We played a little selfish. Obviously they were able to take advantage of it. So we got ourselves into a game that maybe we felt that we shouldn't have been in, but good for it. Obviously we grow from that. We're battle tested here. We get ourselves into a game and some hairy situations, but found a way to get her done. And again, I think the end of the game there, the last couple minutes, some big time face-off wins by Garrett Fisher, who was playing center, and then Caden Edwards had a big one at the end there. So proud of those guys to, you know, they battled, right? They battled through injury and illness again tonight. Found a way to get her done. Wasn't as pretty as we'd have liked it to, but, you know, it's still a win and one that we can learn a ton from.
Kind of one of those scrappy victories where, you know, and it's one of those games where, you know, if you're going to be a threat in the postseason, you have to win those types of games.
Yeah, you got to find ways to win games. Nobody's going to quit. This team didn't give up. Even though, I mean, we felt like we wanted them to, and they just kept battling back. So credit to them. They had a really nice game. And, like you said, these are the types of games that get us ready to play for playoffs, as opposed to maybe, you know, if things break open there, it's 6-1. Yeah, we feel maybe a little better about ourselves. But these sort of battle tested games make us a better team. And now it is February. So in February here.
As February continues, you're going to be playing International Falls, a quick game, turnaround there for tomorrow. What do you know about them?
I mean, we played them earlier this year, 1-4-1. They've been a little better lately. They got a 7-0 win against Kitson on Thursday, so similar results to us. So I'm ready for a battle tomorrow against them up in their barn, and excited to go home and get back to my old stomping grounds.
How can you get off to a better start tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's more of a mental thing for us. We've talked about that before, and we got to score the first goal. That's big, right? First couple of shifts, we got to get her going and wake up and score that first goal. And we're going to be up early tomorrow on the bus, so hopefully we'll get our bus legs out there, and it's going to be a nice day out tomorrow. We get outside maybe a little bit and be ready to go when puck drops.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. Appreciate it.